You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Sitting here reading about that new Avengers movie.
I'm looking at that right now, too. This is a big weekend.
They say that the record for best opening weekend for a superhero movie in the United States is the Avengers movie, $207 million. Now they're thinking this new one could open with $225 million.
Sweet. I know a lot of people that are already, you know, have their pre-tickets or whatever, and they're ready to rock. They have their Iron Man t-shirt on, and they're going to go see the Hulk.
Wow.
You know, it looks actually really good. I watched a couple more little snippets about it on the YouTube this morning.
Yeah.
It looks really fun. So, I don't know. I know you're not really...
I'm not a superhero movie guy. I liked Iron Man. But, I like the original Iron Man.
They're successful, and you kind of leave with a smile on your face.
However, I will tell you that I will be in line to go see the new Deadpool movie.
Yeah, that's a great franchise
and
there.
That movie series was made for people like me who don't take superhero movies seriously. Because the actors in all this Avengers movie, with the exception of maybe Robert Downey Jr.
He's great.
He doesn't take them seriously, and that's why his character is so good.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone else is like, I am Thor. And I'm like, no, you're not. You're a dude running around with long hair. And a hammer and stuff like that. You know, and then you got worthless Captain America who doesn't do
anything.
No,
he's not. He's got that powerful shield.
He's got a shield. Oh, it's like, whatever. So I'm ready for Deadpool 2. That's next month.
Yeah.
That's coming up.
I posted a funny video on our Facebook page. It was from Jimmy Fallon's show the other night. And they did like a, I know, it's an old reference. Google it, kids. The Brady Bunch intro. But they did it with all the Avengers characters.
Now that's clever.
And it's really good. It's really funny and kind of creative.
Here's the story.
Yeah. And I guess if it's on Jimmy Fallon, it's hip and cool again. So you can see that on our Facebook page. Did you see all this stuff going on with Kanye West yesterday, Mr. West? What's his deal? He got onto the Twitter and was tweeting all sorts of stuff about how he's got, like, the most successful company in history. His Yeezy shoe company, that he's making more money and more shoes than Michael Jordan ever did.
Hmm.
He calls himself this generation's Ford, Hughes, Jobs, and Disney. He's going to change the name of Air Force One to Yeezy Force One.
Oh.
Oh.
All right.
What does Yeezy mean? I'm going to have to look that up.
It's a vulgar sexual term, so.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Use it in a sentence.
I'm going to go home and get me some Yeezy. How's that?
Seen that vulgar? Yeezy does it. Yeezy. Isn't it like when you're riding a horse? Whoa, Yeezy does it, boy.
Yeah, but that's not it. It's a vulgar sexual term.
I don't think so.
Hey, you might want to cover up. I can see your Yeezy from here.
Tina is always flashing her Yeezy at the club.
Would you be okay if I touched your Yeezy?
Whoa, Yeezy does it.
Actually, the truth is I have no idea what it means. But
I don't know, but
my
that's
brain
perfect.
Wants it to be vulgar.
Every time I say it, I want to rhyme it with mac and cheesy, so...
Easy peasy,
Yeezy mac and cheesy. It's like a jump rope thing, you know.
You know what? If
Yeezy
he was smart,
peasy, mac and cheesy.
He's so big on having his own brand of everything. He should put out Mac and Yeezy.
Mac and Yeezy Mac.
Let's move on.
We are so going to get emails about what Yeezy means.
I don't care.
Thank you, community.
What else we got?
Amazon just announced a new... It's so funny. Amazon just announced a new Echo Dot for kids. It's the kids edition.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying it's like a virtual babysitter, so you don't have to parent anymore. When your kids are bored,
like
they just say, hey, Alexa, I'm bored. Oh. And then the robot assistant will entertain them. It'll play them... music and read them books and do nursery rhymes, I would imagine.
I know this is talking to a wall and people don't care, whatever, and it's like, well, you're old, but I hate the word
boredom factor.
I wrote about it in this new book I've got out about how you should be embracing boredom, because that's where creativity blooms, is when you're bored. If you're ingesting all this crap in your head, there's no room for you to come up with your own thoughts.
Exactly. I am a parent of young children, and I love watching them when they're bored, when they go outside and just play with sticks and rocks.
Yeah, but that's the thing. They're not bored. because they go out and actually do something.
Well, it sparks that creativity, yeah. You know?
The antidote for boredom is to get off your ass and go do something.
Yeah. I don't even like Alexa. Hey, Alexa, set an alarm for 2 a.m.
That'll show
them.
Hey, Alexa, show me your Yeezy.
I'm sorry, I don't know that command. Hey, speaking of your Yeezy, do you see this new men's underwear line that's coming out? It's supposed to help your man parts, breathe better. Now, I've had man parts for quite a few years, and I've worn underpants. I've never had a breathing issue.
Yeah?
What's with the smirk?
Because
I've had man parts for quite a few years.
I had a very Yeezy thought that had no place on these airwaves.
Anyway, it's got separate pouches for your man parts, and it's supposed to help them breathe. And
have men's parts been crying out for separate containers?
I don't think so. Huh. But they're $8 a pair. You can get them on the Amazon, so you can ask your Alexa to order you some.
How does that work?
There's two different pockets /pouches, so you put...
Seems like excess
the pee-pee ding-ding in one, and then the rest of the mess in another one. It seems like it would cut off blood flow and circulation, and parts would, like, fall asleep.
Might lead to more infertility.
Yeah, you're probably... No, or not, because it's letting them breathe, because they say when there's too much heat down there, you don't produce your stuff.
Well, just put a little fan in them.
Okay, that's enough. Clickbait! Time for clickbait.
Clickbait.
Go to Facebook right now. Search the Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. Something that is new at the University of Utah. They installed a, quote, cry closet in the library, where students who are stressed out can pop into this little closet and cuddle with stuffed animals that are in there, and they can cry it out if they're stressed over their midterms. Posted a photo of this on our Facebook.
Yeah. We'd probably filled up with a bunch of kids who are crying because they just realize they have to think for themselves.
I don't want to think for myself.
Somebody tell me what to think.
It's on our Facebook.
That's why I went to college, so someone could tell me what to think.
Tell me what to do.
Clickbait.
We'd love to know your thoughts on the photo. Search Tom and Jeremy on Facebook. Jeremy. You know they're just going to be making out in there.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah. Anyway.
We're just taking a nap.
Who's our sponsor?
Carpet Mill Outlets. Boy, did they regret it.